Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be songs that the Paul Whiteman Orchestra played on the All Gold program of February 26, 1929. The songs are listed in the Independent of St. Petersburg, Florida, dated February 26, 1929. And I will read the complete article from that newspaper. It says, Paul Whiteman presents dance program tonight. Submitting to requests from his listeners all over the country, Paul Whiteman has selected a mammoth program of popular dance numbers to take the place of the one he had originally scheduled for the broadcast of the All Gold Paul Whiteman Hour tonight at 9 o'clock to be presented over a nationwide hookup of stations of the Columbia Broadcasting System. The complete program. Opening theme, Rhapsody in Blue. Waters of Minnetonka, I'll Get By, You're the Cream in My Coffee, A Room with a View, Lover Come Back to Me, Button Up Your Overcoat, Castle in Spain, Doing the Raccoon, Mother's Eyes, parentheses waltz, Wonderful One, parentheses waltz, The Rhythm Boys, If I Had You, Nola, Pompanola, You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You, from Follow Through, Medley, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, I Never Knew, T42, Margie, Lady of the Evening, Rhapsody in Blue. Now, there are many songs in that program, and I can only play maybe 10 or 11 of them. And in fact, Paul Whiteman recorded not all of these tunes. So when I play one of the numbers that Paul Whiteman did not record, I selected a band that consisted of many musicians, sort of like the Paul Whiteman band. And whenever the Whiteman band recorded a number, then of course I will play that particular recording. Well, let's get started with the music. The first two numbers I want to play are two that Paul Whiteman dug deep into his repertoire of the early 1920s. First, I Never Knew, recorded on December 29, 1920. I Never Knew is a composition by Pitts, Egan and Marsh. The composition of the band is Henry Bossi on trumpet, Sam Lewis trombone, Hill Pee Wee Byers, Ross Gorman on reeds, Paul Whiteman on viola, Freddie Groffé piano, Mike Pingitore banjo, Sammy Heiss brass bass, and Harold MacDonald on drums. There were four takes. Number one and two were destroyed. Number four was held for 30 days, never issued. And number three was mastered on Victor 18734, released in April of 1921. The arranger was Freddie Groffé. And Whiteman played violin in general in his early recordings, but here he is on viola, and he plays a duet with the Byers on alto saxophone. The next number I want to play is from January 25th, 1923. It's a Lady of the Evening, a tune composed by Irving Berlin from the Music Box Review. We have a bigger band already. Henry Bossi and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Sam Lewis, Hale Byers, Ross Gorman, Donald Clark on reeds, Paul Whiteman, George Tordy on violin, Freddie Groffé piano, Henry Lang on celeste, Mike Pingitore banjo, Jack Barsby on brass bass, and Harold MacDonald on drums. So let's listen then to two of the numbers that the Paul Whiteman Orchestra played in the Old Gold Program of 1929, but these two recordings are from much earlier, first from 1920, the second from 1923. Thank you. The next two recordings were played by Paul Whiteman in the Old Gold program, but he never recorded them. So what I did was I chose two recordings that included Bing Crosby, of course, was part of the Whiteman Orchestra in 1929 for this particular Old Gold program. And the bands are groups of... First, I'll play I'll Get By As Long As I Have You. It's a song with music by Fred Allert and lyrics by Roy Turk. These are the Ipana Troubadours, American broadcasting band directed by Sam Lennon, named after the brand of toothpaste they sponsored in it in their radio appearances. This is from... Rust. We have Sam Lennon is the director, Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey or possibly Chuck Campbell on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Merle Johnson or Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax. There is another clarinet and tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano. The banjo is an unknown. Brass bass, Hank Stern or Joe Tardo, and Vic Burton is on drums, and Bing Crosby is on the vocal. This is December 28, 1928. I will follow that with another recording that has Bing Crosby on vocal. This is I'll Get By. I'm sorry, this is If I Had You, recorded on January 25th, 1929 by Sam Lennon's famous players and singers. Phil Napoleon, Bob Effros, trumpet, Tommy Dorsey, trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Andy Sanella, clarinet, alto sax, Merle Johnson, tenor sax, Arthur Schott, piano, Tony Colucci, banjo or guitar, Jimmy Mullin on tuba, Stan King on drums. And as I said, the vocal is by Bing Crosby. If I Had You is a composition by Jimmy Campbell, Red Connolly, and Ted Shapiro. So let's listen to two numbers that Paul Whiteman played in the old broadcast, but never recorded, and instead I have... recordings that include Bing Crosby, first from 1928, next from 1929.
There be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll laugh it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you.
Snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
The next two numbers, again, are two that Whiteman did not record, so I decided to use the recordings of those tunes by the British Paul Whiteman, Jack Hilton and his orchestra. The two tunes are You're the Cream in My Coffee and You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You? Both of these are compositions by Henderson, De Silva and Brown. And the band in the two recordings has the same musicians. Jack Hilton is the director, Jack Rain and Jack Jackson on trumpet, Lou Davis and Leo Vauchamp on trombone, a whole bunch of reeds, E.O. Boggy Boxen, Johnny Raitt, Chappie D'Amato, Bill Tennant. We have two violins, Johnny Rosen and Hugo Grignal, a viola, Harry Burley, Peter York on piano, Bill Herbert on banjo, Clem Lawton on tuba, Jim Merritt on bass, Basil Wilshire on drums, Harry Robbins on vibraphone or xylophone, and the vocalist here is Sam Brown. The next number will be You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You? It's exactly the same as what I gave before, except that the vocal is sung by a vocal trio. And the date is August 29, 1929. So let's listen then to two recordings of two tunes that Paul Whiteman played in the Old Gold program of 1929. But these are recordings by Jack Hilton, also 1929. Thank you.
sure you. Could you be true now, could you? Would you want someone new? Don't let me think I own you, then make me wish I'd never known you. You wouldn't fool me, would you? 'Cause I'm not fooling you.
Next two numbers were played by Paul Whiteman's orchestra in the 1929 broadcast that I'm trying to replicate here. First, it's By the Waters of Minnetonka, recorded on February 9, 1928, composition by Thurlow Lawrence. On that day, Bix was in the studio and recorded Dardanella, but the next three numbers that the band recording, which were Oriental, Meditation from Thais, and By the Waters of Minnetonka, Bix did not participate. So the musicians in By the Waters of Minnetonka are Henry Bossi and Charles Margulis on trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Rickfadden, Rube Crozier on the reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell on violin, Roy Bargi piano, Mike Trafficante brass bass, Mike Pingitore banjo, Mario Perry on celeste, and Harold MacDonald is on drums. The next number I'll play is from February 8, 1929, and Bix was not around at this time. It's Button Up Your Overcoat, another tune by Buddy De Silva, Lou Brown, and Ray Henderson. It's an arrangement by Ferdy Groffé, and we have Charles Margulis, Harry Goldfield, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Boyce Cullen, Wilbur Hall on trombone, also Bill Rankin and Jack Fulton on trombone, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfadden, Rube Crozier, Red Meyer, Irving Friedman, Frank Trombauer on reeds, Kurt Dieterle, Michelle Russell, Matty Balnek, Mario on violin, as well as Mario Perry, Roy Bargi and Lenny Hayden on piano, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitore on the banjo, George Marsh on drums, and the vocalist is Von De Leith. Don Reno tells us about this particular recording that it's a Vaudeodo tune from the show Follow Through, with De Leith singing a low register vocal originally intended for Fulton, Gaylor, and Young. A few other changes appear to have been made in the recording session. Trombauer's solo was shortened from 16 bars to 8 bars, and a 16-bar clarinet solo by Friedman was taken out. So here is Paul Whiteman himself, first 1928, then 1929, two numbers that he played in the old gold broadcast.
You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meat. Cut out sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on the spree. Take good care of yourself, honey. You belong to me. Thank you.
Two recordings were played by Paul Whiteman in the February 1929 Old Gold broadcast, but he did not record them. So I chose recordings of the same tunes by Ben Selvin. First, from November 5th, 1928, Pompanola, another composition by De Silva, Brown and Henderson, and that's this is the Broadway Night Lights. I will follow that with Doing the Raccoon, Ben Selvin, October 8, 1928, a composition by Raymond Klages, I don't know how it's pronounced, K-L-A-G-E-S, and J. Fred Kutz. This is a collective roster of musicians. Chuck Gamwell, Sam Lewis, Larry Abbott, Andy Sanella, Louis Martin, Merle Johnston, Lucien Smith, Jaime Wilson, Joe Dubin, Saul Klein, Arthur Schott, Larry Murphy, Rob Bloom, Irving Brodsky, Carl Kress, Dick McDonough, Tony Colucci, Jack Hansen, Joe Dardo, Hank Stern, Norman MacPherson. So let's listen then to two recordings that Paul Whiteman played in the February 1929 Old Gold broadcast but did not record. So the alternate choice that I have here is recordings of those two tunes, Pompanola and Doing the Raccoon by Ben Selvin, 1928.
Everybody dance. Kick up your heels, how good it feels. Pompanola, Pompanola, you can learn it at a glance. Let's go. Kicking high, kicking low, how can Karen Wall advance? Come everybody strike up a band, teach every land. Pompanola, Pompanola, that means everybody dance. Thank you.
there. I'll be there soon.
Well, please don't wear that old raccoon.
Date a girl, then start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon to do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton, and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard, and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha, beta, delta, fretta, oh, what's the matter with alma mater? Fula, bula, why, you're a fooler. Oh, go to schooler and learn the raccoon. From every college campus comes a cheer.
Rah, rah, rah!
The season for the raccoon coats is here.
One more number that the Paul Whiteman Orchestra played at the February 1929 Old Gold broadcast. The band had recorded that number on September 21st, 1928. I can't give you anything but love. It's a composition by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. It's a 12-inch disc that was arranged by Ferd de Groffé and sort of follows a similar pattern than Sweet Sue. First, sort of a semi-symphonic elaborate arrangement, and then towards the end, a bit of jazz. The musicians are Charlie Margulis, Harry Goldfield, Eddie Pinder, Big Spider Bag, Boy Scullin, Wilbur Hall, Bill Rank, Jack Fulton, Chester Hazlitt, Charles Strickfaden, Rube Crozier, Roy Meyer, Irving Friedman, Frank Trombauer, Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Mario Perry, Matty Malnek, Charles Gaylor, John Bauman, Roy Bargy, Lenny Hayton, Min Liebrook, Mark Trafficante, Mike Pingitore, George Marsh. And the vocal is by Jack Fulton. So here is I Can't Give You Anything But Love, recorded on September 21st, 1928 by Paul Whiteman, and played a few months later in the Old Gold broadcast of February 1929.
Thank you. find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. The heavy diamond bracelets were worth thousand cents, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darned well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
For the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Sextet, S-A-X-T-E-T-T-E. And there are six saxophones in this recording. They are Dan Levinson, Bob Wilbur, Vince Giordano, Alex Mandem, Nick Payton, and Paul Lindmeyer. Four from the U.S., two from England. This was recorded on... I have only the month, June of 2008, and the tune is Dark Town Strutter's Ball, a composition by Sheldon Brooks. So here are Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Sextet playing down Dark Town Strutter's Ball in the year 2008. Thank you. hope you have enjoyed this program of tunes that were played on the radio in February of 1929. They give us an idea of the kind of music that was popular at that time. Of course, this is Paul Whiteman, and the recordings all reflect Paul Whiteman's approach. But still, I'm pretty sure that many people who are not particular fans of Paul Whiteman listen to those broadcasts. One of the interesting aspects is that so many of the tunes were composed by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
If you contend, this is-